Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Allie Clark. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marv Grissom. And now, play ball. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Umflett moves to second. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom bunts towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. Umflett moves to third. Bowling moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 0 in the game. Grissom hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Kell reaches second base with a double. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Hurst now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. Kell moves to third. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Karis Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karis Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Karis Quell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Wright pinch hits for Earl Hurst. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Grissom covering, for the out. Karis Quell moves to second. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Ferris Fain pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Carrasquel moves to second. Bob Boyd pinch runs for Ferris Fain. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 3 in the game. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Lepsio moves to second. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a line drive towards first. Clark catches it and steps on first to double up Umflett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.